John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Well, we got to go west to talk to a Jersey boy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm at my mother's house right now. Made me a sandwich. I swear to God.
Richie Sambora is on the phone. His new album, RSO, is called Radio Free America.
That's right.
First of all, Richie, how the hell are you?
I'm bent. Are you kidding me? I'm still around after all these years.
Yeah, that's for damn sure.
The words of Al Pacino. I'm just getting warmed up.
You know, I got to tell you, when I first saw RSO, I said, he got a deal with the Robert Stigwood Organization? And all of a sudden, I realized...
Exactly, right? I know. Like, that didn't do good. Like, the Bee Gees and Clapton and everybody. Right, yeah, that didn't do good. Well, I had to make peace with them and everything's cool.
But RSO is Richie Sambora and Oriente, and it's the two of you on this album. Richie, this is the most guitar album I have heard in years. It is so powerful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The sound is so big.
You know what? Got together with my dear friend and brother, Bob Rock. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, we hadn't made a record in a long time together, but Bob is one of those producers. Look, he produced the Black album for Metallica and then, like, Michael Bublé.
Right.
So the guy has this extended range. We got together and we built the studio in my kitchen, actually.
Okay.
Was your mom making sandwiches?
It's Sambo's Kitchen Studio, baby.
Actually, it's a really good name for a restaurant.
It's a nice ring.
How did you and Oriente end up together? Did you see her in Alice Cooper's band? Did you know her of her beforehand?
Alice and I are, you know, old friends. We happen to be in Hawaii. He said, hey, you want to come play? And I said, are you kidding me? Here I go.
That's great.
And then I show up and I go, who's that? He goes, oh, she used to play with Michael Jackson, remember? I go, no, not really. But she looks good. She's a monster as a guitar player. But people don't know that both of us are also lead singers. I mean, I was lead singer in every band I was in before I got into Bon Jovi. But John has a nicer ass. And he knows how to shake it better than me. He has those big blue eyes. Hey, we wrote the songs that made that mechanism work, really.
Was leaving Bon Jovi more about wanting to have time for solo work, or was the band turning too much into a solo act?
You know, it was the amalgamation of a lot of things. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, the last tour that I did with the band was 18 and a half months. 52 countries. You
wow.
miss a lot of life. And just think about that. Multiply that by 31 years. My daughter needed me. I needed her just to hang out and be a dad and all that. And I, you know, look, I'm a pretty good dad. Pretty good dad. She turned out well.
Of all the songs that you wrote, and you know, and especially dealing with the Bon Jovi songs, I mean, it's hard to turn on the radio, and you don't have to go very long before one comes on. Is there one that no matter how many times it comes on the radio, you just sit back and go, God, I love this song?
There's a bunch, but, you know, Living on a Prayer, everybody's been through that situation in their lives before. You know? After we got it started, and John and I are sitting in a taxi in New York, and it was raining, I remember exactly. He said to me, maybe we'll give that to a movie soundtrack. And he said this on stage many times with me, and I go... That's the best song we ever wrote so far, dude. Stop.
We're not giving this song away.
No way. Are you kidding me? No, that's the thing. You know, it makes you feel something. That's what my job is. That's what I do. I love to do it. I was born to do what I do.
Well, Richie Sambora and Oriente are a new band together as RSO, and their new album, Radio Free America, is available now. Richie, we look forward to seeing you in Philadelphia, dude.
Oh, come on now. Definitely bringing it through, bro. I can't wait. I'm in New Jersey right now. I'm right around the corner.
Tell your mother to make some more sandwiches. We're on our way.
All right. Lots of love.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.